Hey everybody, Thomas Watkins here with the Portland Rodent Control Pod, and today's show is called How Do Rodent Problems Compare to Other Common Pests in Portland? Did you know Portland homeowners spend an average of $500 more on pest control than the national average? That's right. Our quirky rainy city isn't just a paradise for coffee lovers and food cart enthusiasts. It's also become a five-star resort for rodents. Let's break down the numbers. And they're pretty wild. Rats and mice account for a whopping 40% of all pest complaints in Portland. For perspective, ants and spiders combined only make up 25%. Our famous wet climate is basically rolling out the red carpet for these furry invaders. They love the moisture and the cover it provides. Now, Portland's charm is partly in its history, but that history is also working against us. Our aging sewer systems are like underground highways for rats. Those Instagram-worthy urban gardens, they're all-you-can-eat buffets for rodents. And those gorgeous historic homes we all love, they're full of gaps and spaces that might as well be luxury condos for mice. Let's talk money, because this is where it gets real. The average Portland homeowner shells out between $2,000 to $4,000 for rodent damage repairs. Prevention isn't cheap either. Proper rodent proofing can cost upward of $1,500. And here's the kicker. If you've got a documented rodent problem, you can kiss up to 10% of your property value goodbye. Want to know how serious this is? Just last month, I worked with Sarah over in the Hawthorne District. Smart homeowner, had regular pest control, did everything right, or so she thought. Rats found a quarter-size gap in her foundation and turned her electrical wiring into an all-you-can-chew buffet. The bill? $3,000. That's a lot of Portland's famous donuts she won't be buying. Here's your takeaway, Portland. Don't wait until you hear the pitter-patter of tiny feet in your walls. Get your foundation inspected now. Remember, if you can fit a quarter through a gap, a rat can squeeze through it. And trust me, they're always looking for their next Portland property to crash in. This has been Thomas Watkins with the Portland Rodent Control Pod.